Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris. I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church in Cincinnati. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Today, Donnie Black will be reading his original article, How to Phone Detox, One Flesh at a Time. If you're like me, or millions of other people, according to the data, you're spending almost 4 hours a day looking at your phone screen. If we're not careful, this can clutter our minds, make it hard to slow our thoughts down, or even be still enough to hold a conversation with God. In his article, Donnie sympathizes with the desire to be attached to our devices, but also shows us how to find freedom from them. And, believe it or not, it could start in the bathroom. Let's go.
How to Phone Detox, One Flesh at a Time, by Donnie Black. I found freedom in the bathroom. Hi, I'm Donnie, and my phone owned my brain. TikTok, Zillow searches, Amazon deals of the day, responding to my friends' urgent questions of what I thought about the latest episode of Ted Lasso. When will I ever catch up on all of this? I was a chronic phone checker. What is a chronic phone checker? It looks different for each person. For me, it included everything stated above, plus continually checking my email to see what sweet deals I could send to the trash, reviewing my Dogecoin status, it currently looks like the Titanic, and being obsessed with the IMDb app to see the name of every actor in every movie ever made. Checking my phone began to consume all the in-between moments of my life. If I had a free 30 seconds, my phone would instantly make its way out of my pocket, and that 30 seconds became 10 minutes, and shoot, now I'm running late for my next meeting. This got to the point where I realized I hadn't been bored in a long time. I actually couldn't even remember the last time I was bored. Maybe there was one time in an elevator that had bad reception. I've had access to any video, song, and answers to questions worldwide for a decade, and it's nearly dried up my sense of wonder and imagination. I'm in my 20s, and I'm already starting to think about the good old days when I would be bored and think of funny stories or have questions and only ponder them and not Google them. And sometimes, I shudder even thinking of this, my brain would just be quiet. Scary, right? I also found that my time with God had almost completely disappeared. There was no more praying or reading my Bible before bed, only doom-scrolling myself to sleep. Even car rides, showers, or runs were filled with more podcasts instead of sitting silently and patiently waiting to hear God's voice. I was growing numb to everything around me, not just God. I missed having those silent moments during the day to rest and reset. I needed to change something to get back to boredom and get in tune with God. I thought about quitting all the filler stuff in my life cold turkey. I then evaluated all the times in life when I've tried to quit things cold turkey, and they usually always ended in a crash and burn scenario because I went too big too quickly. In high school, I went on a juicing diet, and it ended up with me being passed out on my kitchen floor from not eating enough for 3 days. So I needed a smaller step to start this new habit in my life to have better success. My first action was to stop taking my phone to the bathroom. There are two reasons for this decision. First, it was a small daily decision to help me remove the subconscious habit of pulling out my phone when I had downtime. Secondly, when you think about it, it's gross. To have this electronic rectangle you touch with your hands and put on your face near a toilet, let's just hope you keep it out of the splash zone. And for those listening to this article while on the toilet, I'm only slightly judging you. At first, even this tiny life adjustment felt like torture. I missed the endless scrolling and felt irritated that I was not being entertained while I pooped. Imagine our ancestors trying to comprehend that sentence. But after a week or so of detox, things began to turn around. My anxiety started to drop. My headspace was clearing up for a bit. For the first time in a long time, I was not severely connected and plugged into the matrix of distraction. It was like taking a deep breath of mental relaxation. I do not, however, suggest taking a deep breath in the bathroom. That place smells. Part of my prompting to make this life change was when I kept seeing themes of rest in the Bible. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus tells his disciple to rest after a long day. He said to them, "Come away to a departed place all by yourselves and rest for a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves." Mark chapter 6, verses 31 through 32. Right after this, we see the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus knows our need to rest and escape from the constant buzz of the world. There are multiple times throughout the gospel where Jesus goes off into the wilderness to be alone, pray, and recharge before the next big thing. And if Jesus seemed to be the kind of guy not to take his phone or scroll to the toilet, then I knew I should probably do it too. Before I started this new habit, it felt impossible to think of not having my phone on me in the bathroom. But after a week or so, I realized how much better I felt not being enslaved to the compulsion of phone checking, even if it was just one area of my life. This began a more extensive process of adding more boredom to my life. I started to leave my phone in other rooms during meals. Overnight, I'd plug it in to charge on the other side of the bedroom. Eventually, I deleted all apps that were fighting for my attention. I began to read more and sleep better now. Over time, I introduced some of these apps back into my life, but I've got a new rule for them. I can only utilize them on a laptop. Did you know you can access most of these services on a laptop? My other rule is I always have to log out when I'm done using them. That way, if my caveman brain opens up a new tab and types facebook.com, I have to make the active choice to log in if I really want to be on the website. I was amazed at how unmotivated I was to type in my login information and that I really just wanted the instant stimulation of a page being pulled up. The more I removed these things from my daily life, the more freedom my brain felt. I became okay with not being plugged into the entire social world at all times. My overall anxiety about everything began to drop, and the need to know the questions of every answer diminished. Pro tip, if you have a question, don't Google it immediately. Just think about it, and if you want to know after a few hours, Google it. Our time in the bathroom might not be equal to Sabbathing, but taking those small breaks to reset and refresh can help us get in more regular rhythms of rest that prepare us for the next thing ahead. And that next ahead could be your greatest breakthrough, thought, or brain blast. I stopped taking my phone to the bathroom and saw God, and I'm excited about where I'll see him next.
If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.